Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. I'm Alan Watts with Your Ag Edge. Today we visit with Winston Griffin, who's the General Counsel and CEO of the Laurel Grocery Company located in London, Kentucky.
Winston, you guys, of course, are a supplier for a number of grocery stores across the state of Kentucky in this region. Tell us a little bit about how many you supply, what you guys do there at Laurel Grocery Company.
Hi, thanks for having me. We supply independent grocery stores in Kentucky and several surrounding states. We have about 300 or so customers of various sizes, from the small mom and pops all the way up to full-size supermarkets. And we've been in business here in Laurel County since 1922.
Obviously, have you guys ever seen anything like this in the grocery business in your lifetime, Winston, that you can remember?
Certainly not. I've been around this company my entire life. It was founded by my grandfather and another gentleman, but no one has ever seen anything remotely close to this that is so widespread. There have been times, of course, in history where there are sudden peaks or valleys in buying habits for whatever reasons, possibly weather-related. But those are all short-term. This is, we're a couple of months into this, and it's not ending anytime soon, I believe. So no one has seen anything like this ever.
Any particular item been hard to keep in stock for you guys, or pretty much everything, or what?
We haven't seen a can of Lysol in months. That's been the number one item, but that's understandable because almost all of that is going to healthcare facilities that need it desperately. There are many items, and they have come and gone over the weeks, cleaning supplies, and of course the classic that we all know of, the toilet paper, was impossible to find several weeks ago, but that has now come back to be an item that's relatively easy to find. However, cleaning wipes and certain canned foods are very difficult to find now. So it's been kind of cycling through different items depending on what is on the news and what people think they might need to hoard.
How about meat supplies and prices? You guys, what have you guys seen there, and how do you see that going?
The meat supply was not an issue in the beginning. However, when you see facilities shutting down to either clean or prepare for business with social distancing, that disrupts the supply chain immediately. And when you have very large processing facilities, it does not take much time, let's say the 2 weeks to retool a bit and clean up. That 2 weeks sends a major shockwave, if you will, through the supply chain, and all of a sudden the prices go up on that item. And we have seen that not only in beef, but poultry and pork as well. And those prices have all gone up in the past few weeks.
You look in the crystal ball out there, and obviously it's hard to do that, but you kind of know, obviously, supply and demand over the years, Winston, what you've seen in this business. Do you see prices leveling out at some point, getting back to where they were, or what do you really see in the future for us price-wise?
I do see it coming back to close to what it was. I'm afraid we are going to see a fair amount of inflation in food, different food areas in the coming months, primarily because, as I mentioned before, when a facility has to retool and practice social distancing within that manufacturing process, they almost by definition cannot produce as much as efficiently as they were before. So when you reduce the amount that is being produced and the demand stays relatively stable, or when it finally does stabilize, then that is going to drive prices up. The facilities are just not going to be able to manufacture as much, as efficiently for some time. I think they will work through that, and there, we will get to a new normal. But until that happens, I see a fair amount of price instability in the next few months.
I'm sure you hear a lot about this from your grocery stores you guys supply, but people's buying habits have changed, and some of that may not go back to the way they were before. I mean, people have really changed the way they do business, haven't they?
They have, and I think a lot of people see now what products are truly necessary and what products may not be so much in that area. So what I mean by that is after the initial surge of what we like to, the panic buying that has been referred to early on in this pandemic, once that settled down, I think a lot of people refined their buying habits as to only what they really need. And I see that continuing on for some time now that we have been spending, smartly spending money, to put it a different way. When people go in with a fixed amount of dollars to spend and they don't want to waste a lot of time in the store due to the health concerns, you see a lot more precise buying and people going in with a list of what they truly need as opposed to possibly other items that they might not need, or items that they just happen to see when they're in the store and say, oh, maybe I'll try this. So that has changed. Buying habits have certainly changed in that regard.
You know, Laurel Grocery Company plays a major role in keeping your grocery stores supplied. Have you had to change where you get things or how you buy things to supply your stores to meet the demand out there?
Well, absolutely. There are plenty of smaller local producers that can fill in the gap. There are meat processing plants that aren't gigantic that might be located right here in Kentucky that you can get product from and get it onto the grocery store shelf. So that has been an interesting shift. But, of course, there is only one place where you can buy branded items. You know, these manufacturers that make those items, that's your only option. So a lot of manufacturers have been overwhelmed, and they have trimmed back on the number of items that they are producing. So we don't know a lot of times what is going to arrive from a manufacturer until the truck gets there. We may order 50 pallets from one vendor, and when the truck arrives, there's 4 pallets on the truck. So they call that allocation. A lot of manufacturers are just allocating their production across all of their customers, let's say based on what Laurel Grocery purchased last year. So we are allocated a certain amount of their production, which is the only fair way to do it. They're not just going to say everything we produce is going to a big box retailer who could sell it all for us. They've been very good about spreading it amongst their current customers based on prior sales. But we are scrambling just like the consumer is on trying to find the items that we want, that our customers want, and how to get that item in and get it right on out to the stores.
What have you had to do at Laurel Grocery Company to maybe protect your employees through this whole process? What changes have you guys made?
Well, from the very start, when it was determined that we were a critical business, we had to go straight into social distancing. A huge increase in the amount of cleaning that goes on within our facility. Fortunately, we don't process foods. We only handle prior packaged foods, so there's no chance of us contaminating the food. We're very worried about our workers, however. So the break room has changed. The way we allow or don't allow people into the building. We have a lot of people working from home, but of course, the people in the warehouse, we can't possibly get that job done from home. So a lot of our employees have to come in. We have a lot of truck drivers out on the roads. Of course, there's a whole new set of rules for them. And it's just a lot of what you've been hearing on the news about keeping your distance, using a mask, washing those hands like crazy at every instance. So it's just an ongoing process. Like we said, none of us have ever been through this, so we're kind of feeling our way through it. But so far, we've been very fortunate here with no issues, no employees having any of the symptoms or actually being sick. So we're cranking along the best we can, trying to take care of our customers because we've got to keep that food chain intact. It's certainly critical to get food out to the stores.
Our guest today on Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut has been Laurel Grocery Company CEO and General Counsel Winston Griffin. I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.